Hello.
Hi, is Stephanie there?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Steph, it's Jess.
Hey, Jess. I'm so used to seeing you on my caller ID that this is just weird to be picking up the phone and not knowing who it is.
It used to be normal.
I know.
Do you know your wife's phone number?
No.
Do you know your husband's cell phone number?
Nope.
Do you know anybody's cell phone numbers?
No.
We grew up with dial-up internet, and
I remember
briefly.
When there was an internet.
Yeah, like, so we remember it starting. I definitely remember a time without it, which is now unimaginable.
What are you up to?
Oh, I thought I would come over today and we could start our first episode of the podcast.
Yeah, dial back. We're going to do this now.
Do you want to give a little bit of a rundown?
Yeah, on Dial Back, we're going to look at the impact of technology on our lives. And this is coming from a place of really just looking at technology, the good it does in our lives, but also maybe a reality check, because sometimes it can make our lives harder or more complicated than we had expected.
I did work emails at 10:30 last night when I was trying to fall asleep, and that's the new unfortunate norm.
I miss the fellowship with all my friends. They don't want to talk, they just want to text. I'm not a text person. I'd rather go out with you, communicate with you.
I think the one thing that I would love to see going forward is just us, you know, finding ways to use it to kind of further communities and bring people together in the real world. But I think it's a really positive thing overall, even if it does kind of change the pace of life a little bit.
Well, I think you being a bit more academic than I am probably have an easier time of seeing actually some of the positives that technology has on our lives, where I feel like I'm so bombarded with it all the time that I'm only concentrating on the negatives lately.
Yeah, I do see that you have to check your phone a lot and you've got a smartwatch, and it probably feels overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, definitely. But also just, some of the subjects we'll touch on in later episodes, you know, I think there's a lot happening that we're not even aware of that's in the undercurrents. And then, you know, as you can relate to as being a fellow Greek, you know, the paranoia kicks in, start worrying about these things, you know.
Not all Greeks are paranoid, but there's a strain. Just conspiracy theories. Just say that.
Yeah, right now I think social media is what's really getting to me. I'm not sure you have the full experience of that because as far as I know, you're not on any social media.
Not technically. I did have a Facebook account back in the day, but I don't know what's happened to it. I've opened one for work purposes and then never kept it up. So what about you? What's social media like for you?
My goal this year is to try and get away from it as much as possible. But with my work, which is primarily photojournalism, out of sight, out of mind is kind of the feeling there. So you need to be posting pictures, you need to be liking pictures. And I can't actually be away from my phone because I have to be able to get my email so I can get assignments. You know, if I don't answer right away, that assignment could go to somebody else. So there's a lot of pressure.
It's like you're in conflict with your work, but your personal life, and they just spill over into one.
I feel like I'm kind of addicted to like scrolling through these things. It's just complicated.
Yeah, I know when we're working together, you have to constantly check, you know, messages coming in because like that could be a job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm holding my phone right now.
You do turn it off at night, yes or no?
No, it's my alarm.
I'm getting you an old-fashioned alarm clock.
But what about you? So you had Facebook. What else?
Well, I did start a Twitter account a few years ago because I wanted to contact another journalist that way. But I haven't kept it up. Again, that's my way of being. I start something on social media, but I don't participate.
I'm going to look you up. Hold on.
This is fun.
At S.
Rarutus. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
You are following two people, and seven people are following you.
Well, that's pretty good for not being active on social media.
Yes, it says in big bold letters, at Esmerutis hasn't tweeted. When they do, their tweets will be shown here.
Wow. Stay tuned, everybody. You know, I'm at an interesting crossroads, just even in terms of Kuvenda Media. Yeah, our company's growing. We're starting to produce a few more podcasts. And, you know, I think we're going to need to have a social media presence. I get that. That's how news moves around. That's how people find out things. And I think there are positives to that. So it's not like I'm against social media. Not at all. I think for me, it's just the time that goes into it and that it can just pull you into it. And sometimes that's what I hear from my friends who are like, it's a good thing you're not on. Stay off.
Yeah, I honestly dislike it more every day. But I don't think I'm alone. I think that a lot of people are feeling that way. And I think even some of the younger folks who really have relied on that are also maybe thinking they want to, you know, step back a little bit.
Yeah. And so, you know, what we wanted to do on this episode of Dial Back, our very first one, is find some teens who have done just that, that they've decided to cut back or maybe even opt out completely. And we thought that it could be challenging to find teenagers who've done that, but we did find a few.
I actually found it a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be a much deeper dive to find teens who were disillusioned with it.
But there are, as we found out.
Oh, before we get into that, I wanted to find out just how little you know about social media. So I made a little quiz for you.
Uh-oh, this is not good.
All right, question one. What does AMA stand for? Is it All Media Alert, Add Me Always, Ask Me Anything, or Angry Mob Alert?
Oh my goodness. I like Ask Me Anything.
Ah, you got it right.
Woo! That is so lucky. It just seemed the most intriguing. And honestly, like, I have no prior knowledge of these terms. This is true. You can give me a lie detector test.
All right, next question. Say you're sitting at your desk in the office and you get a video, someone sends you a video, and it's labeled NSFW. Do you open it? Or, like, what does that mean to you? What do you do?
NSFW. Do you open it at work?
Yeah, do you open it at work?
Probably not a good idea. I'm going to say no.
You're right again. Not suitable for work.
Oh.
That's what that sounds
like. That's, you know, I'm going to borrow that one. That's a good term. See, social media has improved our lexicon.
Okay, next question. Have you ever LOL'd at a meme?
I do laugh out loud, but I don't write LOL. And I actually didn't know what a meme was until we started reporting for this episode. So yes, memes are new. So I've never LOL'd at a meme before. Have you?
I'm still not 100% sure I know what a meme is. So probably.
Yeah, your likelihood is better than mine.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I just write LOL in the same way that you go, to a conversation. There's, like, canned responses that you can send on texts. So sometimes, you know, like, sure, LOL, like those types of things.
Yeah,
so
you have an LOL in me. You do a ha-ha-ha.
Yeah. See, the ha-ha-ha is more legit. Then you know I'm actually paying attention. If you get an LOL from me,
that's not
you
good.
Might have to worry. Yeah.
I'm getting pushed to the side.
So, one last question. When you were a teenager, did you ever streak?
You mean like run naked through a crowd? No way.
No, actually, that's not what streak means to teens today.
Oh, really? What is it?
I'm going to actually let a teenager explain that to us.
It's basically where on Snapchat you have like a number next to the person's name of how many days you've Snapchatted consecutively, and if you miss a day, you lose the streak. People get up to like 300 and yeah. Stuff, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Wow, like, I didn't know that about streaks. Who was that we just heard from?
Yeah, that's Finn Kerrer. She's 17, and she's talking along with her friend Maxine Van Osten.
I remember when I started, I had, like, a lot of, like, 10 streaks probably, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore because it's addicting. It's like every day I have to be on my phone. I
told her that she shouldn't have streaks anymore because you wake up and you Snapchat this person. It's literally a photo, maybe like of streaks. A black screen that says streaks. And it's like, what's the point? It's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's like no point.
I had a lot of like streaks with people I didn't know.
Yeah.
Barely knew. Like I knew from school and were just like, oh, streaks? Sure. I'm like, but I don't even like you. Like some of these people I didn't exactly enjoy talking to.
See,
so
there's no point.
All right. I'm not sold on streaks. Are you? Would you ever streak based on that?
Oh, no, it sounds horrible. No.
It sounds awful.
Absolutely not.
I hope by the time my kids are teenagers that streaks have gone away. I'm sure there'd be something else.
Yeah, my guess is it will be replaced by something equally as awful. That's my own opinion, not the opinion of Kuvenda Media officially. But yeah, not a fan of Snapchat.
I just don't get it.
I find it really interesting that the thing that the kids are most into is an app where you post a picture that disappears because you would think most parents would not be down for that. Because even though it disappears, the other kids can, like, take a screenshot of it. It just seems like a bad idea to me. I don't know.
Yeah. And Jess did a piece for The Pulse, which is a health and science show, and she interviewed Finn and Maxine more extensively for that piece, so be sure to check that out on The Pulse. Jess also interviewed another teen named Sofia Delgado, and we're going to hear more about Sofia's story and how she quit social media right after this short break.
Hey, Dahlbeck listeners, I'm Lorraine from Friends of the Wissahickon. We're a proud sponsor of Dahlbeck and invite you to come and Dahlbeck with us in the woods. The Wissahickon Valley Park has 1,800 acres and 50 miles of trails. Whether you're down by the creek or somewhere deep in the woods, you won't feel like you're in Philadelphia anymore. And we are super excited that the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has named our cherished Forbidden Drive as Pennsylvania's 2018 Trail of the Year. So this will be an awesome time to come and bring the family and the friends out into the park. You can also check us out at FOW.org for more information about our events, our programs, different ways to go about the trails, and how you can get involved to be either a supporter or a volunteer. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So we're back now, and Jess is going to tell us about Sofia Delgado, who's from Philly, and how she quit social media.
Yeah, so Sofia graduated from high school early. She went to public high school.
Sofia's
17. She's now going to community college, and she has a job after school. She actually has two jobs, but I spoke to her at one of her jobs where she works at an after-school program.
Brian brought up the idea of playing, like, dodgeball, how like we used to, so when it's like two people get the ball and then everyone lines up against the wall. Are y'all cool with that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so who's gonna be my two people?
Me.
Ryan.
Me.
She's really focused and seems very serious, not unfun or anything like that, but serious about her work, serious about her life.
You see how you're getting close to 45 already? You get to 5 times 9, it equals 45. That's only 3 numbers away from 48, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got this.
And she seems to know where she kind of wants to go with that. And Sofia has completely done away with her social media.
My friends always give me a hard time. Anytime, like, and even still today, like, my coworkers will forget that I don't have social media. So they'll be like, yo, you saw this video on Instagram? And I'm just like, nope. They're like, why? And I'm like, remember, I don't have it. They're like, oh my God, you're so corny. Da-da-da-da.
So Sofia's friends tease her?
They do tease her, but she stays focused. And, you know, she really likes being a teen leader at her after school program. She has noticed a change since being off social media, and she's down with it.
I used to have Facebook, Instagram. I used to have, like, all the social media accounts, and I used to be on it a lot more often. And then also I didn't have a job, so that, like, was just like my main thing to do all day. But yeah, once I got a job, I cut off all social media. I think after I deleted all my social media accounts, I felt a withdrawal because I was so used to opening up my phone and just clicking on something and scrolling down that like I would find myself opening up my phone and then looking and seeing no apps there, and I was just like, oh. And then I'll just like put it back down and be like, oh, I don't have nothing to look at.
As time's gone by and she's been off, you know, she's gotten rid of all her social media accounts, she really does feel relieved. And she doesn't feel like she's judging herself anymore, and she's not being judged by other people, and she's able to concentrate on just being happy.
I felt like I was like being trapped into a cycle that I didn't want to be trapped into, so I like decided to just cut off all social media and just really focus on myself, like focus on actually being present in life and not just on the phone the whole time. I don't know, like I feel like it didn't fit what the person I was trying to be. Like I'm trying to be this inspirational person, and like I have a social media account where it's like everyone's just like looking at me for what I show, not who I really am. Like felt like social media just portrayed what I felt on my good days. A lot of the stress that I was putting on myself, like insecurities about myself, like I wasn't on social media saying, oh my god, this girl's so much prettier than me, oh my god, like she's like this, she's like that. And like I found myself, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, I can just be me and accept me for who I am. Like, when I really sat there and reflected on, like, what it did for me, I felt a relief because I wasn't pressured to look like this image or look like this certain model. Like, I was just doing me. Like, I was being happy the way I know how to be happy.
So that's pretty powerful to hear Sophia talking about this transformation she's gone through.
Yeah, I mean, to hear her talk about it, she definitely seems like she's found, you know, her happy place in terms of social media, but I think it's still hard for her when she's hanging out with her friends and everybody's still on their phones. It's not as easy as it may seem.
I hate it. Because, like, I feel like they're already in a mindset where that's all there is to do. Sitting in a room for the people just sitting on their phones, it's like, I honestly just remove myself. Like, I feel awkward just because I won't know how to tell them that this, like, come on now, like, we could talk to each other, like, and then getting them to understand, like, what is the real beauty behind it. Like, I feel like it's just so hard to explain and to get others to understand.
So it seems like Sophia's really just wanting to connect more with people in person.
Yeah, definitely, and I think she used to be more introverted and shyer and quieter.
I'm just so eager to just like meet with people and talk to people rather than sending them a message. Like, I'm just more open. I feel like more outgoing. Like, I'm just so ready to start a conversation with anyone.
I think that going off social media has actually boosted her confidence, and now she's just out there ready to connect with people in IRL, as the kids say, in real life.
Oh, really? IRL? Oh, yeah, yoy.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Well, we are in real life. We are IRL right here on Dial Back, and try to be staying there as much as possible. And on our next episode, we're going to keep this conversation going about teens and social media, and we're going to hear from a researcher who has spent a lot of time doing research on teens and social media and how they use it and whether teens take social media breaks. That's going to be with Amanda Lenhart, and she'll share her insights with us, and also she'll give us some tips how to help teens kind of strike that healthy balance between being IRL in real life and online.
Part of what we're trying to do as parents and adults is help, you know, scaffold our children to a functional digital adulthood. And this is part of that, is figuring out how to manage these platforms in their lives. And I think, you know, many of us who use social media have seen adults do the same thing. Hey, I'm taking a break. I need a break from this. I'll be back in a few weeks. So I think, you know, our kids are just like us, are sort of feeling their way towards the right balance in their lives.
So that's going to be next time on Dial Back. And the fun part about doing this podcast is we've gotten into getting in touch with old phone technology. And Jess took a great photo of a rotary phone in a hardware shop.
With a Polaroid camera.
We're really going analog here. And so that's our logo, the rotary phone. And as you heard in the beginning, we started off with a rotary phone. But what are we going to end with, Jess?
Remember when you took the phone off the hook? What it sounded like when you took the phone off the hook?
Yeah, it was a pretty shrill sound.
Yeah, okay, so I think we should share that.
Yeah, because we are kind of going off the hook right now for the next few weeks.
All right, let's do it. I like your impression of that.
Thank you. It's a core competency that I have that I didn't know I had. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our other podcast. It's called Diving Board. We're doing that with the Woodmere Art Museum. It's about artists, the art they create, and a wide range of social and cultural issues.
How do you push the boundaries? You push them. I mean, there's no way to dive into it but to dive into it. You cannot be concerned with what the reaction is going to be. I'm like, hey, if I'm going to censor myself, then forget it.